home is where the hate is. My dome is where fate is. I stroll where souls get lost like babies. Seen through the eyes of rebel glasses.
Welcome to Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK Radio, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and streaming on the web for the world at www.kpfk.org. My name is Tammy Bang-Lu, and I'm here with my co-host, Damon Azali. We're going to start off the show with T.J. Crawford, chair of the 2006 National Hip Hop Political Convention, being held this July, the 21st through 23rd in Chicago, who's going to join us to discuss the organizing efforts in the hip hop community and the plans for the upcoming convention. Then we're going to have Vijay Prashad, Associate Professor of International Studies at Trinity College, who's going to talk about the significance of the recent communist electoral victories in India. And then we're going to close off the show with Sung-hae Suh of the Korean Policy Institute, and Chi-Young Kim, member of NODATOL for Korean Development, who's going to give us the first-hand accounts of last week's actions in D.C. opposing the free trade agreement currently being negotiated between South Korea and the U.S. So stay tuned.
Could only get as high as he fell. Show money becomes bail. Relationships become jail. Children are unheld. I wish love was the
sale. Welcome back to Voices from the Front Lines. We're joined on the phone right now by T.J. Crawford. T.J., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. So T.J. is the chair of the 2006 National Hip Hop Political Convention, who's going to be held this coming July in Chicago. He was also the co-founder of the first ever National Hip Hop Political Convention held in 2004. The convention has 20 chapters in 20 states, and the goal is to increase civic and political participation in the hip-hop community. So, TJ.
Yeah.
One of the things that I wanted to start off with is in terms of kind of the history of hip-hop and how it gets infused into the political scene.
Yeah.
So we know that hip-hop came out of New York, the Bronx, working class, poor black folks that like kind of started it. And it was a voice to push back against oppression, against gentrification, et cetera. So within that, there's a whole bunch of different roads that one can travel,
mm-hmm.
From getting more black businesses or Latino businesses to actually saying, like, we want to change the system from the ground up. So I guess my question to you in terms of the hip-hop convention, what political direction does it start out from?
Well, it's probably a combination of two of the things that you just got through saying. You know, it's a combo of grassroots activism, electoral politics and cultural inspiration and practice that kind of all comes together and meets in what we call the National Hip Hop Political Convention that works to really affect those issues that, you know, we are dealing with every day in neighborhoods and blocks and in homes, you know, in neighborhoods all across this country, and using really all the strategies that we know how to use, be it, you know, on the ground direct action stuff to, you know, understanding how to write policy and getting it passed to supporting or, you know, raising up our own electoral candidates that can now take the mantle of civic leadership. You know, the convention really comes around all those things. And, of course, all of it is done in the spirit and utilizing the culture and the music and the art form of hip-hop, you know, that we use to not only inspire and engage and communicate messages but also move people towards particular action, and that's kind of where we are right now.
Okay. So clearly within all the stuff that, say, people of color within the U.S. have to face, and then if we look U.S. policy overseas, the common thing between those two things is U.S. policy.
Right.
So what is the convention's analysis of U.S. policy both abroad and here?
Well, the convention as an event is more so identifying and promoting an agenda that's being created by people, you know, in local communities all across the country. So it probably goes without saying that, you know, people in communities don't necessarily agree or definitely don't agree with the U.S. policy as it is right now. Doesn't feel like it speaks to the needs of, you know, black and brown folks and really any folks, you know, who are on a grassroots level who aren't, you know, making more than $100,000 a year. So we're looking at really addressing those issues in ways that can, you know, bring about institutional change. And we understand that that's a process, and we're engaging in that process. I mean, for the most part, you know, young folks are almost 100% against the war, at least the people that we've polled and participated in creating the agenda before. You know, we definitely want to see some radical changes within education. We're definitely talking about the criminal justice system, the war on drugs, and its effect on young people and communities of color, you know, all across this country, and obviously the international ramifications of that. We're talking about human rights. We're talking about media justice. I mean, all of those things are, you know, a big part of it. You know, we want to have access to information that really represents our issues so that we can be an educated populace that isn't being bamboozled and having the world pulled over our eyes. And, you know, we now are looking at ways for us to not just talk about it, but to actually make that change. And, you know, the convention is really focusing this year on providing the training and understanding so that we can understand how to, you know, make those policy changes first locally and then moving on to a national level.
Hey, TJ, this is Tammy, the co-host, another co-host here. You talked about this being a process about getting people involved. What does that process look like? So you've got chapters in 20 different states. Then you've got a convention that's going to engage people. But what does it look like in between the conventions, and how do people organize and do the kind of work on the ground that you're talking about?
Yeah, the strength of the convention is based on the LOCs, which are the chapters, you know, local organizing committees. So in Chicago, I'm part of the Chicago Local Organizing Committee. And the way that the national agenda actually got created and gets created, and this year actually will be updated, is by, one, identifying the issues that people are working on the local level, right? Then all of the different people who are, wherever they might be, Chicago, Atlanta, the Bay, Philly, Pittsburgh, you know, D.C., Detroit, Milwaukee, come together and say, okay, these are the things that we're already working on or feel that are important and need to be addressed locally. Where's the synergy? Where's the connection? Where's the overlap between what's happening in your city and mine? And this is how we create the national agenda. So in places like Milwaukee, where you have a campaign against violence that's really looking at the violence in communities, the responsibility that the community has, but then also trying to put forth legislation that deals with violence, that deals with gun laws, but then also deals with reentry issues as it relates to folks who are coming out of the criminal justice system. That work is constantly going on. In Chicago, we have elections coming up in November and February. So understanding gentrification issues in the city, understanding education issues in the city, healthcare, these are campaigns that we're constantly working on already. So it's not as if we have to reinvent something. Work is already going on, and the national convention helps to connect that work, provide training and support around those issues so that people can, one, see other folks who are doing that same work, strengthen and support one another, and then, you know, combine those things into a national movement.
So I think when I kind of think about just the hip-hop generation, and particularly, say, the, you know, oppressed nationality folks, younger folks of that, and I think about how they relate to elections and voting, which I think is one of the things that you were saying, increasing civic participation, increasing people's knowledge of what the issues are, even trying to make interventions for people to actually become politicians or whatnot. When I think of it, I kind of break it into three categories. I think of a lot of people, probably the majority of people, who don't vote at all, who doesn't think it applies. I think the second biggest group probably votes pretty much for Democrats. Just, you know, I think, you know, if you go down the history, most black people have been voting Democrat for a while. And that's just kind of like the default spot. And I think the third one would be a combination from two different sides. One is like third party, Green Party, alternative candidates, or, you know, dare I say it, the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think almost all these, I would even put the third parties in there, don't really address, I think, what you were saying in terms of what are the core needs of black, Latino, Asian folks, the core of kind of the hip hop generation. They don't really address hardly anything about what our needs are. So what are the demands that, say, in 2004 you brought, or even the leadership is talking about now in 2006, to bring against these parties so that they will actually say, okay, we got to pay attention?
Well, I mean, power to seize, nothing wrong without a demand. And nowadays, you know, and really always, nothing is going to happen unless you can bring, you know, force to bear to really make some change. So our struggle and our work really involves, you know, getting the hip-hop community, both the cultural side and as a generation, to, one, recognize that we are both accountable and responsible for the situations that we live in, you know, where we are, not trying to make this great leap to, you know, the president. We're talking about on your block. How do you affect what's going on in your neighborhood? And then being able to translate, now that we understand that and we have some role that we can play, specifically what are some processes that we can, you know, be a part of, that will address those issues. So it's not so much of us saying, do this for us. It's more us saying, let's do for ourselves. And the more people that we engage in the process, you know, Republican, Democrats, or third parties, they will have to kind of bow to what it is that we want, or we grow from within and promote candidates and develop candidates, and also develop just leaders, you know, and support folks in regular actions, because it's not just about the vote. It's about, you know, directing your money. It's about, you know, a certain level of respect and principle that we practice in our communities. It's a certain accountability that the institutions that we are in, be it on the, you know, college level, high school level, being in fields of academia or professionalism, that, you know, we demand a certain amount of respect and we should get our just due. It's more about us laying it out for ourselves versus putting it out to someone else. And I think the more we continue to do the work and get more people engaged in the process, yes, you know, we always will be strategic and talk to anybody who's about bringing truth and bringing answers, but you're also, you know, hopefully we'll be seeing growing even more the development of an independent voice that calls its own shots and doesn't necessarily have to, you know, swing one way or the other. We can have enough strength, understanding, and expertise to be able to do it for ourselves.
What do you see the kind of, I wouldn't say end, because there's never end, it's always changing, but say the midterm or long-term goal, where do you see that being in relation to where the hip-hop convention is going to be? Is it about saying, like, we want to actually have a big stake in what's going on and be the people, you know, as, you know, Imo would say, we're bossing up, or is it something that we're saying, going back to kind of like the 70s, the late 60s, when saying, like the Panthers saying, this system is broke, we want a whole new one. So where does it, what's the long-term kind of goal in terms of that for the convention?
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of different philosophical, you know, viewpoints and kind of outlooks on how we make this thing work. And I guess that's kind of the beauty of it, that we all sit around a table and try to figure out, you know, what the points of unity are and how we can move it forward. So I think it's probably a combination. I think that, again, on a local level, we have to understand that we have a whole lot of, you know, impact on what happens where we are. And then, of course, we have to understand on, you know, how stuff across the globe or across the continent, you know, affects where we are. So, you know, I don't really just want to say that there's this one thing, but it's kind of like the best of both worlds that we're working to develop and put forward, you know, changing the system from within, while also having an organized populace that, you know, is setting up some standards for itself that it is practicing on or being beholden to, that, you know, it will always uphold or at least work to uphold those principles that they feel are right for their community and whatever the processes, you know, that need to take place to make those things real and sustainable, we will be willing to do. So, you know, electorally, grassroots-wise, economically, you know, utilizing media, developing new media strategies, all of those things, you know, will be part of this vision that we are working to create, which isn't too different from anything that folks have talked about before. But now it's just really about infusing this current generation, one with the belief and knowledge that they can make some things happen and then doing it. You said, you know, do we want a stake? We already have a stake. We're affected every single day, you know, by certain things. The question is, are you going to be affected by it, or should I say affected by it or affected by it? Are you going to be the effect or be the cause, or are you just going to sit back and let it happen to you? And what we're saying is, we're not going to sit back and let anything happen to us, and we're going to, you know, do the best that we can to develop an active constituency that will participate, if they are Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. But they all, you know, have a shared goal and understanding, and they're working to put that in place.
Okay. This is Damon Azali and Tam Bang Lu on Voices from the Front Lines. We're talking to T.J. Crawford, who is the chair of the 2006 National Hip Hop Political Convention, being held July 21st to 23rd in Chicago. T.J., we have about a minute left, and I want you to do two things with that. One is tell folks how they get more information about that convention and local organizing. And then two, if you can give me 30 seconds on the immigration debate.
Okay. The website is www.2006hiphopconvention.com. Again, www.2006hiphopconvention.com. You can go there, download the convention program, registration forms, and all that. If you'd like to call, our main number is 773-238-4533. 773-238-4533. You can leave a message with the appropriate party. Someone will be back in contact with you. Then you said the immigration debate?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say or to be against a people who are, you know, organizing and working for land that, you know, indigenously is theirs to begin with. So I think that we, as a country, you know, really just have to look at what's right and look at how we treat people, you know, who are citizens and who are not citizens of this country. You know, I support anything that is going to be bringing about, you know, human rights and justice. I think the dynamics of it, you know, in terms of understanding labor force and cheap labor and what that really means, not just in this country but abroad, and how that's being utilized or used against not only Latinos but people of color and other folks just of a lower class, quote unquote, across this continent, I'm sorry, across the world. We really have to address those issues and how we do it. So it's not enough for me to be able to put it down in a 30-second soundbite, but I'm with truth, and I'm with standing up and, you know, allowing people the rights that they deserve, while also making sure that, you know, we as communities of color, black folks and everyone else, are staying true to what it is that we need as communities that, you know, works to the benefit of most of our people and our families.
Well, TJ, you did a pretty good job in 30 seconds, though. I just say. So this is TJ Coffer. We're on the phone with from the National Hip Hop Political Convention. Please check out the websites and get more information. And that is www.hiphopconvention.org.
And 2006hiphopconvention.com.
2006hiphopconvention.com.